It was only a matter of days before Deering County Farms was back in operation, and owner Brad Deering was back teaching at U High after an overnight fire destroyed the home he built for his family in rural Danvers nearly 15 years ago. Deering took time during the long, arduous cleanup to talk to GLT's Eric Stock about how his farm and church families and the community at large have stepped in to help.
It was 2 a.m., and I was awoke by a sound of what sounded like hail. Hail, like, kind of popped up, and I thought, man, we're not supposed to get a storm. And sure enough, as I awoke, I saw like light, and I went to the window there, and I saw that there was flames outside the window, and yelled fire, fire. And Jackie got up and grabbed the baby and ran and grabbed the other kids and ran outside, and we all ran down and got out. That's really in the nutshell what happened. And I ended up, had to run back in before, it wasn't engulfed or anything, but I ran back in quickly to grab a cell phone. We didn't even have a cell phone as we ran out, and then dialed 911 and just waited at that point.
Jackie, your wife, and three kids?
Yes, three kids.
From what I recall, the fire went on for hours before they were able to get it all out.
Right, yeah. I mean, we're rural, and it was a volunteer fire department. It does take time for the response, and we know that. And it was fully going by the time they had gotten here. And once they got here and got set up, they were able to direct some water to like a car that was in the front and help maintain as much of that as possible, and had a farmer's market trailer on the north side there, and they were able to kind of save that. And so we had some freezers in there with food that we sell at market, and then my old Camaro, I had an old car on that side too that they were able to keep wet and keep cold so it didn't damage it in any way. But at that point, the house was fully engulfed, and they're worried about protecting it from spreading at that point. So.
Anything that you recall that you have been able to recover that sort of has that value? I mean, you mentioned the antique car, of course, mm-hmm. and your cell phone, but anything that has a sentimental value?
Yeah, I mean, there's fragments of pictures, like I'd mentioned, and you can still make out the pictures. And we did find a bowling ball. My wife's grandpa's old bowling ball had his name on it, and it survived. And we had several others, but those didn't survive. So it's kind of an interesting thing that made it. And again, small pieces of clothing or something that kids have taken pictures in, or we'll find a piece of that here and there. But it is all stuff, and that's the thing that we're taking away from this too, is everybody's fine, and we're moving forward, and family, friends, and faith, and those are the keys. And move forward with that, and don't dwell on all the things that we've lost, because they are just things. Mm-hmm. But it kind of defines who you are in a lot of ways as well. But we're starting over, and like I said, the three F's, is important.
The house you built yourself.
Yep, back in 2003-04. We built the home out here and bought the land, and the plan currently is to rebuild. We're still, in the cleanup phase to determine, the site where we might build back here on the land. But yeah, that's the plan, is to rebuild. And like I said, the livestock and everything is still here. So it's just a matter of designing and building a new home.
So people come to you, they know what happened, they know the story, and they say, what do you need? How can we help?
Yeah, it's interesting, because not everybody knows, and so sometimes people come up and give you the condolences, and we're sorry what happened, and then other people, just like a normal Saturday, hey, how are you today? And even though you may be struggling emotionally or physically or whatever, you still try to put the smile forward. And then you say, hey, did you hear? And then obviously, people are, oh my gosh, I didn't know. And so it puts it into perspective that, you don't know what somebody's going through. And I've said that before many times in past experiences of losing loved ones or whatever. You don't know what the person you're interacting with is going through in their lives. And so, the message there, I think, is just to be nice, just in general. And, because you don't know, and somebody could be rude to you or mean to you or something, but you don't know what they're going through. And so, be nice is important. But yeah, as far as what we need, I mean, our needs are met, and you start to realize how little we actually need to survive in life. But, you you get the other wants, but you know, you decide what you need, and our needs are being currently met, and now it's just rebuilding our lives and moving forward, like we said.
The Deerings are now living in a rental home after the Red Cross put them in a hotel temporarily. A GoFundMe page has raised close to $22,000 to help the family get back on its feet. The Bloomington Farmers Market is accepting gift cards to nearly a dozen stores for the Deering family. Investigators say they don't know what caused the fire. GLT's Eric Stock talked with Brad Deering.